the book of Genesis, chapter 36. We continue at verse 20. These are the sons of Seir, the Horite, who were living in the land: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Azer, and Dishan. They are the chiefs of the Horites, the descendants of Seir in the land of Edom. The sons of Lotan were Hori and Himam. Timna was Lotan's sister. These are the sons of Shobal: Elvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. These are the sons of Zibeon: Aya and Anah. This is the Anah who found the hot springs in the wilderness as he was pasturing the donkeys of his father Zibeon. These are the children of Anah: Dishon and Oholibama, daughter of Hannah. These are the sons of Dishon: Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Keran. These are the sons of Azer: Bilhan, Za'avan, and Akan. These are the sons of Dishan: Uz, and Aran. These are the chiefs of the Horites: chiefs Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Azer, and Dishan. They are the chiefs of the Horites according to their divisions in the land of Seir. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites. Bela, son of Beor, reigned in Edom. The name of his city was Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozrah, reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, reigned in his place, and the name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla from Masrekah reigned in his place. When Samla died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the Euphrates reigned in his place. When Shaul died, Baal Hanan, son of Achbor, reigned in his place. When Baal Hanan, son of Achbor, died, Hadad reigned in his place. His city was named Pau, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Metred, the daughter of Me-Zahab. These are the names of Esau's chiefs, according to their families and regions, by their names: chiefs Timna, Elva, Jetheth, Oholibama, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdael, and Aram. These were the chiefs of Edom, according to their settlements in the land they possessed. Esau was the father of the Edomites. That's Genesis chapter 36, verses 20 through 43. Thank you so much for listening. Let others know that you found us, and let's meet right here tomorrow at GodsWordEveryday.com.